the Saturday Light Brigade. You picked a good day to tune in because you're going to get to hear a couple guitarists who have joined us today. They're both students of Izzy, Craig Izzy Arlett, and they are at Johnston Baugh's Music Centers. And we'll talk with Izzy as well as both of our young guitarists shortly, but we're going to begin with a duet that they will play together. Let's now listen to a couple of Izzy's great students. Was terrific. It's not easy to play together that precisely, and you sounded great. Let me bring Izzy into the picture. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hang on. We're going to get your mic fully on. Tell me a little bit about these two. Well, and your relationship teaching them. We'll give them a chance to talk too.
But. Yeah, they're much more eloquent than I am. So, we have with us Jackson Farmakis, who is 11 years old, and we have Ben Urick, who is 12 years old. They've both been with me for 2 years, something to that effect, about 2 years. But they just met recently, a couple of days ago. We just started practicing this together.
That's incredible. So yeah. They've only been playing together for a couple of years.
What was the couple of? They've been playing.
Or a couple of days, I mean.
They've been playing together for a couple of days. Ben was playing for a couple of years before he came to study with me. And Jackson, you started with me pretty much from the beginning, right? But they, it was just what was it, Wednesday when we got together for the first time, this past Wednesday, and then we practiced for a little while yesterday. But these are two of my strongest readers, people who read music. Not everybody. In my teaching practice, I do a little bit of some people work better doing pop music and learning songs that they're more, songs from the radio and so forth. And some people work a little bit better working out of a more traditional method book. And these two are two of the stronger readers, which I think it puts you in a position to be able to, you can jump in and as long as you know how to read, you just got to practice it a few times and you're good to go. It makes for a little bit more complete of a musician, I think.
Sure. Well, it's like learning a language you can communicate
exactly
with lots of people,
yeah,
and in the case of music, with people all over the world.
Even people who don't speak your spoken language.
Yeah.
I could sit down with somebody from Tibet, and if we both know how music works, we can get something happening.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Tell me about yourself, Izzy. Are you from this area originally?
I grew up in the west end of Pittsburgh in Elliott. And now I live in the North Hills with my girlfriend and our son and our dog Chewbacca. I play around Pittsburgh I play in several different groups. I freelance a bit, but I work mainly in a group called the Move Makers, dance band, cover band. And I also work with people like Fat Man D and Christiana D and Guaracha Latin Dance Band. I've been associated with them for many years. I was in Dr. Zoot. I've played in lots of different groups around Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And, a shout out to Fat Mandy.
A little shout out. She's good people.
We love you. She is. And Tommy, too. We'll let Tommy.
Quite. Two of the more colorful people I've ever known in my life.
You bet. What's your son's name?
My son's name is Christian.
How old is he?
He is a little over two.
Oh, okay. We had another. There's a Christian.
There is a Christian.
One of you have a Christian in your family.
Yeah.
Who is here, too. We'll talk to you two in a little bit also, but why don't we have you play your next duet? I think your first one was called Playtime.
That's correct. It was an arrangement from the Mel Bay Method book, but it was originally written by Ignaz Pleyel. I don't know if I'm getting the pronunciation right.
There really is a Mel Bay. Did you guys know that? He really is real.
He was a guy, yeah.
And he passed away only within the last 5 years or so.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
I always find interesting about his method book that it hasn't really changed much since 1948 when it was originally published. But so it doesn't, it lacks, you know, I mean, this is a book that practically predates rock and roll. But I find as a method, like scientifically speaking, it works. You know, it doesn't have to change. As far as getting people working on a progressive method, it works. You know, it's the one I learned from. It's the one that, you know, I teach students from. My teacher learned from. So,
yeah.
The next piece that we'll do is another duet for the two lads called The Little Prince, and it's by Jacques Ferriol Mazas.
Okay, and again, we have Jackson Pharmakis and Ben Yorick playing together from Johnston Boz Music Centers. Guys are terrific. Let's pass that microphone over to Jackson while I tell him that I know your dad and I know your uncle. I actually see your uncle Jason a lot. He's kind of a quiet guy. No, not at all. Tell me about yourself, Jackson. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
I'm 11, and I go to Central Elementary in Hampton.
And what attracted you to learn how to play the guitar? Do you remember, a desire to play, or what got you interested?
My uncle. I saw one day that he had a lot of guitars, and I asked him if I think I should play.
This is Jason, Uncle Jason. I know he's played in some bands before. Did you grab an electric guitar to start with?
Yes.
And now you're playing acoustic. Why did you move to acoustic?
It's just for this occasion today.
Okay, so you still like to play electric also. What kind of music do you like?
I like all different kinds of music, it's hard to say.
That's great to know that. Do you want to say any shout-outs or hello to anybody that's listening?
I would like to say hi to my uncle, who I know who's listening, and I hope he thinks I played good today.
I'll bet he does, because you did play extremely well. Let's meet Ben, who's next to you, Ben Yorick. And how are you, Ben?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 12 years old and I'm actually homeschooled, but I live in the Pine Richland School District.
It's amazing to me that you guys have only really just met within the last few days and you've got Izzy as your teacher in common. Is it hard to play with another person that you've barely met?
It actually makes it much easier.
Really? How come?
It just makes the song sound better.
Oh, okay, so you can rely on one another to sort of play off of each other.
Yeah.
Rather than being by yourself. We'll have to sort of share the microphone. Do you feel that way too, Jackson, in terms of learning to play with somebody?
Yeah, because if you make a mistake, the other guy who's playing covers it for you so it doesn't sound like the song's all messed up.
That really makes sense, and plus... It's good good experience if you're in a band or want to. Are either of you in bands? Not yet.
No, not yet.
But maybe soon. What else do you like to do, Ben, for fun?
I play lacrosse, and I don't do that much else.
Yeah, well, that's a tough question. I'm sure you probably like to read and do other things. But how did you find the guitar?
When I was about 6 years old, my dad just pulled out his old guitar, and I started playing it just to try it out, and then I liked it, and so I started taking lessons.
That's great. You both have the same kind of experience, having a family member get you into music. Let me ask Jackson the same question before I forget. I was curious what else you like to do in addition to guitar.
I play soccer all week. And I usually have soccer games on the weekends.
Yes, you guys are pretty well-rounded. You're playing things outside. Do you play any other instruments?
And I also play a saxophone.
Wow. So you could be your own band. And Izzy's saying you're a pretty good sax player. Let me get the mic back to Ben and just ask if you wanted to say hello to anybody.
I think my grandparents are listening, and so I just wanted to say hi if you're listening.
Excellent. I hope they are. With any luck, they are. And thanks. We'll get the microphone now back to Izzy. And Izzy can introduce the next piece. I think it's one we're going to recognize. Tell us a little bit about who we'll be playing.
Well, I'm going to be joining the boys for the next three pieces. These are all arrangements of duets and guitar ensemble trios. Which is something that I did when I was in high school. I went to Kappa High School, and I was part of the guitar ensemble there, and I really fell in love with the idea of, in my mind, the more guitars, the better. There could be 20, and it would be even, it would be that much better exponentially. But we're going to do an arrangement of the English folk song Scarborough Fair, as made famous by Simon and Garfunkel.
Once again, these are students of Izzy, who is an instructor, Craig Arlett, his full name, out at Johnston Voss Music Center.
One, two, three, one, two,
really nicely done. And a lot of folks don't know how old that song is. It goes a long way back. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. If you want to pass along any comments to the boys that are playing, you can text us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975, or you can go to our website at slbradio.org and use instant input. You can type an email and it will come right to us. Next, I'll let Izzy describe this once again. I see Love Me Tender is it, but it's actually got another name.
It's a little bit of both, I suppose. The when you got a melody, it can be all sorts of different songs if you change the words. This is an old American folk song. I believe it's from the Civil War era, called Aura Lee, which Elvis Presley changed the words of and adapted to make his big hit "Love Me Tender."
I never made that connection.
Yeah. As soon as I heard it, RLE has been a standard in a lot of instructional books because it's a relatively easy song to play. It's in the key of C, but it's a pretty easy song to read, a lot of quarter notes. But as soon as I heard it, the first time I taught it back in the mid-2000s, I recognized the melody immediately, and I said, wow, okay, so there's a connection there. And not all the young people today are hip to Elvis Presley as much, but, I mean, as many know, a lot of people have heard this song, just as many as haven't, so.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, RLE, or Love Me Tender, once again, we've got Jackson and Ben and Izzy playing together. Beautiful. It reminds me too, you can take an antibiotic like penicillin, and there's a parody of that song. When I have to take medicine, I'd like to take it orally, because you don't want a shot. You'd rather just take it that way. Alan Sherman.
Say, I've heard that. Yeah. You've got the goods on the children's
part
of the world, don't you?
Yeah, let's get your mic. Sorry to have you
not at all.
Double here. Izzy, are you accepting additional students?
I have a little bit of room in my schedule right now, not a terribly large amount. Most of my students are in the Fox Chapel area and Hampton Township, Pine Richland, Deer Lakes. But at this point, I have a fairly busy schedule. I'm also a college student. I'm pursuing my accounting degree. So I have summer classes, and I've got the lessons to teach, and I've got a two-year-old to try and chase after. And I have a performance career and so
forth. Yeah,
you're
a busy guy.
I'm a busy guy. That's where all my hair went, the stress.
Well, if you want to reach Izzy, may I give your email address?
By all means.
It's Izzy. I don't think you could spell Izzy any other way. Izzy_PGH@yahoo.com. I want to thank all three of you for being here today. I know you've got a song to close up with. Did either of you two have anything you meant to say that we may have missed? Okay, I just wanted to give you a chance. And it's really been great to have you here.
I'm just saying thank you for letting me come here today and play.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I hope you'll come back, too.
Thank you.
Thanks to both of you. And Izzy, what are you going to close up with here?
We're going to close up here with Ode to Joy by Ludwig van Beethoven from the Ninth Symphony.
Beautifully done. Thank you again to Jackson, Pharmacus, Ben, Yorick, and Craig, Izzy, Arlett, and I'm sure you'll get a chance to hear these. I hope you will get a chance to hear them again, either performing on their own in a group or back here at the Saturday Light Brigade.